If you would like to support the Riders Live Podcast, we have merchandise in the Riders Live Podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Riders Live Podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Riders Hunt. Option three, we have the RidersOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him the wild fly. They call him Rock the Riders. They call him the wild fly.
They call him
Rock the Riders. They
call him
the wild fly.
They call him
the punch fly.
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. This is Season 6, Episode 12. We got a special guest today by the name of Chantal Marshall. She is the host of She Gets It podcast, Cozy Room podcast, The Real Relationship Report, Shan B. Podden. In short, Shan be potting. So I appreciate everybody for pulling up to the show, rocking with this season. It's only 3 episodes left after this one, but I promise you, you're going to enjoy this episode. Let's kick this boy off right with Puff Daddy and Bad Boy with the Benjamins. Let's get it.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers. On the low from the Jake and the Taurus. Trying to get my hands on some grants like Horace. Yeah, living the raw deal. 3-course meal, spaghetti, fettuccine and veal. But still, everything's real in the field. And what you can't have now, leave when you will. But don't knock me for trying to bury 7 zeros over in Rio de Janeiro. Ain't nobody's hero, but I wanna be heard. On your hot 9-7 every day, that's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drive millenniums. It's all about the Benjamins, what? I get a 50-pound bag of oof for the mutts. 5 carats on my hands with the cuts. And something European chromed out with the clutch.
Being a broke nigga, drinking more liquor, driving a broke bigger. I'm with Mo Sippers, watched by gold diggers. Rocking Bajor denims with gold zippers. Lost your touch, we kept ours. Popping crystals, freaking the 3-quarter reptiles. Enormous cream, forest green. Benz Jeep for my team, so while you sleep, I'ma scheme. You see through, so why nobody never gonna believe you. You should do what we do, stack chips like Hebrews. Don't let the melody intrigue you, cause I leave you. I'm only here for that green paper with
the eagle. I'm strictly trying to cop those colossal size Picassos and have Poppy flip coke outside Don Gatos. The end up with cash flowing like Sosa and the Latin chick transporting in a chocha. Stampeding over pop modes, never sober. Flexing Range Rovers, dealing weight by Minnesota. Avoiding arcs with camcorders and Chevy Novas. Stash in a building with this chick named Alona from Daytona. When I was young, I want the boner. But now I only hit chicks who win beauty pageants. Tricking and taking me skiing at the Aspens. Gangsta mental. Stay popping crystal. Pack a black pistol and an act coupe that's dark brown. Pinky ringing. Gondolas with the man singing. Italian music down the river with your chick clinging. To my bizzos. Player, you mad fools. Acting hard when you as pussy as RuPaul's.
Come on.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah.
y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers. Who be dipping in the bins with the spoilers? On the low from this Jake and the Taurus.
Wanna rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on the whole family. Dressed in all black like the Omen. Have your friends singing, this is for my homies. And you know me for making niggas so sick. Lost in my six with the Lex on the wrist. If it's murder, you know she wrote it. German Ruger for your ass, bitch, deep throated. Know you wanna feel the rule, cause it's platinum coated. Take your pick, got a firearm, you should've told it. Suck a dick, all that bullshit you kick. Player hating from the sideline, get your own shit. Why you ride mine? I'm a good fella, kinda lady. Stash the 80s in Mercedes. Puffy, hold me down, baby. Only female in my crew. And I kick shit like a nigga do. Pull the trigger to fuck you.
I been had skills, Cristal still. Hot bills in Brazil. About a mil of ice grill. Make it hard to figure me. Liquor be kicking me in my asshole. Undercover, Donnie Brasco. That's my East Coast girl, the Bentley, the twirl. My West Coast shorty, push the chrome 740. Rockin' Red Man and Naughty. Oh, with my kitty cat. Half a brick of yay. In the bra with her titties at. And I'm living that whole life we push weight. Fuck the state pen, fuck holes in Penn State. Listen close, it's Francis, the praying mantis. Attack with the Mac, my left hand spit. Right hand grip on the whip for the smooth getaway. Player haters, get away, or my lead will spray. Squeeze off till I'm empty, don't tempt me. Only to hell I send thee, all about the Benjis. Why?
That was Puff Daddy with All About the Benjamins off of the Puffy Forever album. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Shambi Poddin', that's what's poppin'. She Gets It Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Cozy Room Podcast, that's what's poppin'. The Relationship Report, that's what's poppin'. The Podcast Journal, that's what's poppin'. Marketing the Podcast, that's what's poppin'. The Podcast Questions, that's what's poppin'. Podcast Reels, that's what's poppin'. Chantal Marshall, that's what's poppin'. 20 seasons of She Gets It Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Not interested in turkey or beef? Well, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Just Turkey is the place for you. They have a number of healthy options. Turkey sausage, turkey tips, Italian turkey sandwich, and even jerk lasagna. If you're having a Christmas party, birthday party, or even a party at the office, a baby shower, family reunion, leave all the catering to Just Turkey. Just Turkey is the place for you. With two locations in the Chicagoland area, 4353 South Cottage Grove and 120 West 87th Street. Just Turkey is the place for you. Tell them that Rodas from Rodas Live sent you. Thank you. Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. Today, I have a special guest. She needs no introduction, so I'm going to have her introduce herself to the listeners of Rodas Live.
What up, y'all? Y'all know this voice. Y'all know this throat. And if you don't know, you should know. It's Shan from She Gets It Pod, from shambipodding.com, from So What Page We On Bed, from Cozy Moon Podcast, The Real Relationship Rapport, Loud Mouth Stereo, and We're Right with Shan. I am the creator. I am the one on the mic, the one that's busy, the one that's getting it done. And I am here with Rada, about to do another great one because that's what we do. What's up?
What up?
What's good?
What's popping?
Listen, life.
That part.
Life, period.
So today, So today, I have to thank Shan for making all of the instrumental books to help all the podcasters and just dropping all of the game that she does for the podcasters. Would you like to review some of those books that they can get on Lulu.com?
All right. So y'all can find my books to help podcasters on Lulu.com. And if you need all the links, you could go to shanbpodden.com, go in the book section, and you'll see Marketing the Podcast 101. You can write in it, you can take notes in it, you can work in it, or you can use it as a guide. The podcast journal, where you format your podcast, you learn about how to, you know, schedule out your season. If you don't have seasons and you just have unlimited episodes, that's cool too. You could do it in that book. You have the podcast questions, where if you have a lot of different guests on your podcast, maybe they do different things for their career, you'll have a section to have questions for writers. You have a section to have questions for public speakers. Whoever you're talking to, you'll have your own space to write down your creative questions for just your podcast and make it unique. And then lastly, but the newest one, Podcasting Strategy Brainstorming Journal, where it helps you break down how to think through your content, how to create content that's fresh. Because in podcasting, I feel like seeing all this different content and the same topics, the hot topics, it's easy to get stuck into, okay, I want to talk about that on my show too, or I want to talk about what's recently happening in the news also. And you get stuck into this world of not being creative or unique and special and not delivering it in a distinct way that separates you from the rest. And so I hope those books help podcasters that need that guidance, because there will always be a webinar to show you how to podcast. There will always be a YouTube to show you how to podcast. And if you want the good, if you want the grits and the gravy, they're going to ask you to pay for something. You only got to pay for these journals one time, and you can use it over and over again. I personally use it. I have posted on my TikTok of examples of how I use it to help people so they can see what's in the journals to actually use. So hopefully it'll help you.
That's what's popping. I have actually purchased the journals myself, and I utilize them and I apply my own stuff to them. So in conjunction, they help me and prepare me to put out great content every week.
Thank you
for that.
Thank you.
So what's your motivation behind podcasting and all of your great shows, man?
My motivation is to deliver experience and knowledge that people could be better from, period. And that's whether or not you have kids. That's whether or not you might have this going on or that going on, or you just, everybody has relationships. And I'm not saying you have to be, it has to be romantic, or it has to be friendships, or it has to be this. I talk about how you kind of like find your way through people and through life, through my experiences and my knowledge, and to whoever it may help or enlighten. That's my whole goal.
I know when I listen to your show, and I almost don't like cutting it on, because I know it's gonna say, look, Riders, look what I got for you. Hey, did this happen to you? It's so relatable. I'll be like, damn, what right. the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And everybody, I mean that in a good way. I'm like, yo, how are you so well versed through so many things in such a short time being here on this planet, girl?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's because I have older parents, maybe it's because 4 siblings have come before me and I've
there
seen
you go.
A lot.
You've been watching I've been paying attention. Okay, I got you. Nothing against your siblings.
Okay, on my mom's side, we have Gary, Rich, the middle one, which I do not claim. Nate, and then my dad, he had 2 kids before he was married to my mom. Wendy and Winston, and they are closer to my mom's age, so it's kind of weird.
Are they twins though?
No, they're not twins.
Okay.
But they're closer to my mom's age, so it's kind of weird to look at them in a brotherly, sisterly way, because we're generations different. But as far as like personalities, I could see my personality that is similar to theirs, where they're very independent, they're smart, they're intelligent, they stay in their lane. They don't need to be in the middle of everything, but they check on their people, and that's me. Like, I don't need to be in the mix. I don't like being in the mix, but I like being able to check in on my people and see my people.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite Caribbean dish? This is random, but what is your favorite Caribbean dish since you are Jamaican? Or should I go first?
My favorite is definitely my mother's oxtails. And she likes to make rice and peas, but I'm not a rice and peas lover. And a lot of my friends be like, oh my God, what do you mean? It's not my favorite go-to thing. I like it sometimes, but I love jasmine rice. My mom makes the best cabbage and a side of like sweet plantains. The only time I'll eat plantain that's not sweet is like for breakfast.
Let's talk about these rice and peas. Listen, listen.
You love it?
Scotch bonnet pepper.
Yeah.
And some coconut milk. Stop playing.
Yeah, it's a whole process to make it, but my friends always ask for it. I'm just like, okay.
So in Chicago, right, all our good Jamaican spots are on the south side. I live on the west side, and I'm gonna go on the record and say all of the jerk spots over here on the west side, they are fucking trash.
Oh no.
They are trash. Nothing against Caribbean food, but if you ever come to Chicago, the best jerk spots are on the south side. Jerk Villa, Uncle Joe's, those are the best spots. But man, I was like, I need to learn how to make this shit from scratch. I went to YouTube. Mm-hmm. I can already cook. I was like, I will be making my own rice and peas, but I love curry goat. That's what I like.
Curry goat is good.
If it's cooked right.
If it's cooked right and you use the right curry, because there's so many different curries out there. You got to use the right curry. Season it well. Fresh veggies. Mm. I grow my own green onion. So it's easy to cut it fresh from the backyard. But yeah.
Right. So Let's talk about the number 20, a dub. I know you look like you a dub, but you a dub seasons. And let's talk about this dub. So
okay.
is it a dub for all four podcasts or just one in particular?
No, just She Gets It Pod is season 20 for She Gets It Pod.
Okay.
How you feel about it so far?
I like it. I'm going to keep my composure and I won't lose my bearing this episode. I like it. I like it. Like, yeah. I told you, every time I turn it on, I could relate.
That's good. That's good. I like that. I wanted to, you know, like the more you do work and dig deep for your personal experiences to share, when you get to something like season 20, you're just like, okay, what haven't I said? What haven't I explained? How else can I connect with the people? How else can I look at my demographic that listens to me the most, which is between 24 and 45. I do have some people in their 50s and their 60s that listen to the show, which is surprising to me, but I love it. And I said, okay,
what time during the week? I don't mean to interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
When they at work?
Yeah, when they at work, desktop, on the go, in their car. My top platform that's getting a lot of listens right now is Amazon, which is crazy.
What? Audible.
So that tells me that people are at work just letting it play. People are in their offices letting it play, or maybe people are remote working and letting it play. Either way, I don't care how you listen to it. I appreciate it. And please drop reviews. I want to know your thoughts. I need some new reviews. But I think about, okay, if I was this age, what would be my concerns? What would be my thoughts at this age? By this age, what have I experienced that I'm really trying to work through? What self-work should I be doing at 30? And I'm not saying sharing my experience because I'm perfect or because I figured it all out. I'm still figuring things out. And I have a lot to be better at, but it's kind of like I'm taking everybody on the process with me as I figure it out.
I'm going to tell you one episode that I really like. The one about your uncle, like where you was actually crying on the show, and I could tell that you didn't have onions in the room. I just wanted to give you a hug and shit. I'm like, damn, this girl's actually crying.
It's rare that you find someone that's honest with you. Look at me about to tear up already. His birthday is
no
sick.
Crying on the show, girl.
His birthday is coming up on Saturday. It's rare that you find somebody that's honest with you. It's rare that you find somebody that's genuine. Someone that's not scared to say where in life they fucked up, or somebody who really doesn't have it all figured out and is always trying to figure it out for somebody else or make somebody else's way easier. Somebody that'll get up at like all hours of the night or morning to come drive across the city to come help you, take you somewhere. And someone to give you game so you don't have to go through bullshit. And that's who he was for me. I needed people to understand, like, it's important to have people like that in your life and love them while they're here, because you never know when they're going to go. Yeah, that was a good episode this season.
Real is rare.
Yeah.
Real is rare. And I think that's why I like your show so much. And people don't understand being a solo podcaster. You really have to do some work.
Yes.
Period. Your show don't have to be an hour or 2 hours to get your point across. It's quality over quantity.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes my shows are like 11 minutes. Sometimes they're 50 minutes. Sometimes they're 2 hours, especially if I have a guest. But either way, you're going to get some good details, some good insight.
I like your background, by the way, for people who are not looking. It's like she just made this background. It's
Thank you.
It matched with my background a little bit. Last time we was matching.
I like red and yellow are my two favorite colors. I don't pick one because I don't like one more than the other. So I usually put them together when I pop on things.
Okay, that's what's up. But it looks slick. Look real slick.
Thank you.
What are your top five Black films?
Ooh, The Wiz, number one, my favorite. Oh my gosh, The Never Ending Story. What's another one? The Incredible Shrinking Woman, because that was like one of my wish superpowers. I used to wish as a little girl that I could shrink my brothers or freeze them and do what I want in the house.
Because
I was the youngest and I was the only girl. And it's just like, if they got the remote first, my day is ruined because I'll never watch TV. So it was like, I wish I could just shrink them and put them in a jar and just have like a quiet house. Fast forward to today. My mom is like, I don't know why you just stay in the house all the time or you don't like people coming over, because I spent so many years in just boy ruckus and noise. And now I could have my own space and it could be quiet like this. So that was what, three movies. Okay, I got two more. What's another movie I like? Jackson 5, whenever it comes on, I'm watching it.
Yeah,
and,
that was dope.
What's another one that I love? Brown Sugar, even though it was like an extended movie about two friends being scared to put their feelings on the line and be more. It wasn't about them being in a healthy relationship. It wasn't about them just stretching out the tension of wanting to fuck.
It's like, you my dog.
Right.
Regardless. Yeah.
Right. But it was a good movie.
I don't need your help. I got the check. I don't want it. I got the check, boy. You know?
Right. But yeah, I like those.
Okay. Either or. Let's play either or. You only got to pick. You don't have to say why. If you want to say why, it would be appreciated. But we're going to play either or. All right?
Okay.
Little Brother or Mobb Deep?
Oh my God, this is rude. I'm gonna say Mobb Deep.
Okay.
But I like them both. Little Brother had the best skits on their albums.
Agreed.
Anybody want to borrow a pack of hot? Can I borrow a pack of hot dogs?
That's that dorm room talk right there.
Good.
You could do a lot with a pack of hot dogs for a week.
You can get creative.
All right. Social media or outside?
Depends on what you can afford. For me, my personality is always going to be social media. Outside is too phony. Outside involves people my age, mid-30s. Poisoning their bodies. And I don't indulge in that. I don't indulge in a lot of alcohol. I don't like my hair smelling like blunts or cigars. And I don't eat out everywhere. Like, I'm very particular on where I'll eat out. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans on a man or slacks?
Slacks. I love, let me tell you something. And this is because I have a fashion background and I just love design. I love how men took time and care to dress themselves in the 60s and the 70s. Even down to like a sweater vest, little chest hair, gold, brown slacks. Their ankles showing sometimes, nice watch, taking care of their body, their skin, their hair. Like, I love it. I'll pick that over skinny jeans any day. Skinny jeans do not belong on men. Grow up.
Gotcha. Hard bottoms or Timberlands?
Timberlands. Even though I do like a man and a nice pair of Oxfords or... drivers, men's drivers. Y'all have so many different options for comfy shoes. I'm jealous.
Okay. Stick shift or automatic?
All right. So I think it's very attractive that a man can drive a stick shift. All my life I had a fight. My brothers are very much into cars. And they all drive stick shift. And I've spent time in cars jerking and you can't take no nice naps as a passenger in a car that's doing that all the time. So me personally, I want an automatic. But for a man, I wouldn't mind a man driving stick shift.
You understood the line of the questioning. Thank you for that answer. Alright, W.E.B. Du Bois or Booker T. Washington?
W.E.B. You can read a chapter in any of the books, any of the scripture, any of the lecture, and research it in five different ways to evolve your thinking and your knowledge that you thought you had learned the right way. Mm-hmm. It's one of those books that is so involved that it's a tool where you need to get a dictionary while you read it, a thesaurus, and you need to figure out what the root word of what is being said actually means in order to get like true understanding. And I think that's why a lot of people today do not like to read those books that's given us the tools to be better today, because they involve a lot of deep rooted research. And that's why you need to watch what you say, because words are rooted in different things.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play our favorite game. I got some good ones for you today. Smash, Lord. Pass, or dash.
Okay.
Tiger Woods, Terrence Howard, Timberland.
What is it? Smash, pass,
and dash. Okay. So basically, you're going to hook up with one. You might pass one to a friend, and another one, he ain't got a snowball's chance in Hades.
Okay. Pass is going to be Tiger Woods. Timberland, Tiger Woods, and who?
Terrence Howard.
I'm smashing Terrence Howard because he got sneaky eyes, and I always want to figure out what sneaky eye men could do. Rarely are they keepers, though. And Timberland dash.
Okay.
Because I don't like the fact that the number one reason of why he chose his wife is because she looked like Aaliyah and he had a crush on a child.
Man, that's crazy.
Like, sir, why would you let that leave your lips?
Yo, like, you know, shout out to Aaliyah. Rest in paradise, you little angel. All these pedophiles.
Yeah.
I get it. That's crazy. That shit wouldn't have never came out of my mouth.
I mean, you're allowed to think your thoughts, but no.
That's creepy.
And then you automatically make your wife feel secondary.
Exactly. She'll be divorcing them soon. Don't worry about it. Okay, you ready for some more?
Yeah.
Bow Wow, Carmelo Anthony, and Lil Durk. She ain't got notes on my ass. That's what's
I got to. Okay. I'm a visual person. Okay. Not because I think he's cute, but he's the better of the bunch to do this. Carmelo smash, Lil Durk pass, and Bow Wow dash.
Okay, see,
I don't know what it is. I don't care how old Bow Wow gets, you still got little boy face. I can't do nothing with that.
Right, he's grown up to be somewhat of a weirdo.
Like, I can't.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Mos Def, Nick Van Axel, and Lorenz Tate.
Ooh.
I had help with this list.
Who helped you?
Shout out my wife.
I don't know who that Nick person is. So
Nick Van Axel, he was a point guard for the Lakers. He was like Kobe OG on a team.
No.
When Kobe first got there.
No, I feel like basketball players got messy wings. So okay. Dash on Nick, pass on Lorenz, and smash Mos Def because I think he's intelligent and I like quiet, smart men.
You sure you don't like the taxi driver?
I just feel like he got levels to him.
Right, deep. I get it. But you know he was the taxi driver in Brown, sure.
Yeah. It's always a, but that role was so real. It's always like a little man always trying to push up on the bigger woman. Sir, what are you about to do with this?
Exactly.
I think it's so funny.
You know what they say, it ain't the size of the wine, it's the magic that's in it. The package, that is. Okay, last but not least.
Okay.
Joe Louis, Marcus Garvey, and Ron O'Neill.
Okay. Pass on Ron, dash on Marcus, not because it's bad, just because I can't look at you like that because you're such an amazing figure of time. And then smash on Joe.
Look at Shan. She ain't even have to do her homework because she is well versed in history. Shout out to you, girl.
I love history. There's so much there.
Right. If you don't know where you've been, how you going to tell where you're going? You're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again.
Listen, yesterday I watched The Iceman for the first time. Life lessons.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was very good, and it was some great actors in there.
Man, I'm off this month, so I'm going to record. I'm going to watch Tubi movies.
Lord, them movies are crazy.
Yeah, they crazy, but some of them are good. Some, not all, some. Shout out Tubi. So I just wanted to ask you one more thing about podcasting. What's the biggest mistake that a podcaster can make? And, you know, if you had any information that could help them rectify that issue, what would it be?
The biggest mistake podcasters can make, in my opinion, is creating an expectation they can't show up to. And I usually tell newer podcasters this, don't come on this mic and say every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'm going to record live and I'm going to be here on this platform and it's going to be audio and I'm going to drop every Monday at 5:00. If your life isn't set up and you can't schedule a priority to make sure that happens every time, every week, every month, don't say it. Just say, hey, this is such and such podcast. My name is this. You can find me on these platforms. These are the shows that's dropping this week. Give yourself some room and space for life to meet you at what you're trying to deliver to people. Because if you set an expectation and you can't keep it up, you'll lose your audience.
It's nothing like showing up to a show and they say, hey, I'm off for 3 weeks because of whatever. You like, what?
Yeah. Okay. It's okay to take off. Let's say this month, you know, you off and you'll be home and you'll be recording. Okay. But you can schedule out shows for the times you're not going to be on the mic. We understand you're a human. We understand life happens, but stop. I want to drop a show Monday. I'm going to record it on Monday morning and make sure it's edited and it drops and everything's what it is on this day, because mistakes happen. Typos happen. You might post a wrong recording for the title you posted. You didn't edit it properly. An ad is not where it's supposed to be, or you scheduled it on the wrong date, or you thought you hit 5 a.m. and you actually hit 5 p.m. Like, shit happens.
I always schedule ahead because you don't want to do this shit at the last minute. And when I mean schedule ahead, it's 3 episodes in the chamber.
Listen, I'm done with season 20. That's how much ahead. I'm in September right now.
You like, let me write a note down. That's where I'm at right now. Let me write this note down.
Yeah.
Let me write this note down. So technically, I'm in September too. I'm in September too, but this episode will be dropping in August, but I'm in September mind state, you know, and far as planning and doing the episodes and all of that, I'm September, almost October. I have taken notes from you, my friend.
Nice, nice. I love it.
It's nothing like saying, you know, going into a live, Uncle Dolomite's live, did 8 shows today. That is inspiration.
Yeah. Like, so, a weekend like this is perfect and is rare for me. My house is quiet. Sometimes when the girls are here and they're occupied, it might be quiet like this, but it's rare it stays like this. But one of the girls is at her dad's house and the other is on a cabin trip with my best friend, having her last weekend of summer because they go to school this week. So I have time, and a lot of people be like, oh, I'm going to go out. I'm going to do this. I'm going to call this person. I don't want to be around people. I want to work. So yesterday I did errands and I recorded like 3 podcasts. I didn't go to sleep till like 4 a.m. Woke up this morning, showed up for myself, had some watermelon, had some coconut water, ran 3 miles, showered, got ready for this show. I got another show at 5 p.m. So in my spare time, in my free time, I'm not bullshitting. I'm working. I liked it. I like to do this.
Exactly. It's like sometimes the mic be like, now, come fuck with me now. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
Listen, sound like one of my favorite songs, The Art of Noise. Now, the best. Like, I love it.
It's some from somewhere that say, hey, get it in now, you know? Mm-hmm.
And it was perfect too, because the episode that I did yesterday, I don't want my kids hearing that.
Right.
I got to really be comfortable, be as detailed as I want, be as loud as I want on it, and really get into a topic that's none of their business, but I'm free to do that because I'm in my own space.
This is what I always wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
When your kids get grown, they're going to be like, Mom, what's up, man?
Good. I love it. And their kids, if they have kids, will be able to listen to their grandma's voice. And then their kids will be able to listen to great-grandma's voice. Like, that's the brilliant thing about podcasting is you don't have to wonder what, you know, your great-great-grandma did or what she sounded like or what her personality like or what would great-grandma do in this situation. I already told y'all.
Let's go listen to her right now.
Period. Let's listen. You know what I'm saying?
Let's listen to her by herself. Let's listen to her with other people. Let's listen to grandmama giving out relationship advice.
Yeah.
Grandmama, cold.
I love it. Which is a great idea. I could do an episode on Cozy Room talking to my great-great-grandkids.
And you know what's so dope, Shan? Like with the good content creators, like, we'll give it up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm going to give it up. Like, I give it up to you and a lot of others that I record with. Like, you just know when it's some dope. You don't even have to say nothing. You just know.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know that how certain people bring about something they want to share, they make sure it's quality first. Like, you just not going to go see somebody barbecuing on the side of the road and be like, ooh, they barbecuing chicken. I'm going to go buy chicken and I'm not going to worry about it. You'll end up with the worst stomach ache ever, not knowing how this person prepares their food, not knowing if they clean it, not knowing if it's seasoned properly, not knowing if it was sitting in somebody's sink for 3 days before they brought it out here to serve it to you. So, like, I believe in quality. I believe in consistency. I've watched people show up time and time and time again for a live. When they do a live, it's edited, they drop it, it's consistent. I know it's going to be there. And those are the people that I pay attention to. Those are the people that I'm willing to give my time to because they don't play with it.
Exactly. I feel the same way. There's been times where I had to actually do episodes on Instagram Live because Com Trash Xfinity, they be fucking up when I need them sometimes. So I've learned to work around them. But for the most part, Instagram is definitely good because you get people listening in real time.
Yeah.
You know. And this way that we're doing is also good, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I found a website. There's a website to make sure you could get anything, whether it's audio or video that you do on platforms. You just got to search for it. I found a website that will easily take your video that you may do on platforms and give you the audio for it so you can use it. So don't think that you do something on a platform and it's lost and it's just in this format. You can figure out how to get it.
I have made a lot of those kind of episodes, like bonus episodes. I'm like, yo, this shit is dope. You know what? I'm going to make this a bonus, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Shan, I appreciate you coming on here. You always early, super early, on point, on time, like bang, bang. Where you at? Where you at?
I'm a rare Jamaican because usually Jamaican people take all day to do what they need to do, i.e. my brothers, but I'm one of three in my family who always show up early.
Hey, and when you show up, you show up. Fact. So I appreciate you coming on Riders Live. Plug all your socials and whatever you got going on. And if you want to leave some with the listeners, please do.
You can find me at shambipodden.com, shambipodden on X, because it's no longer Twitter anymore. Shambipodden on IG. On TikTok is shambipodden. If you want to collab, DM me, let me know. And I'm really big on chemistry too. And that's a tip for podcasters. Just because, you know, you see somebody that's popular doesn't mean you guys are going to have the best chemistry on the mic. I think it's very good for people to see people they're interested in getting to know on a work level, have discussions with them, send things, feedback back and forth just to get an idea of who they are. And then if you feel like the vibe is what it needs to be, invite them on the show. It's very hard to create a show with good chemistry with a complete stranger and you don't know their quirks. You don't know what they like and dislike. You don't know if you're going to touch on the subject they don't want to talk about at all. Do your research. And it's like podcast dating. You know what I'm saying? Get to know your person first to see if you even want a second date.
Exactly. This is the second date.
Yeah.
Hey, Shan. Hey, thank you for coming through.
You're welcome. I appreciate it.
You always welcome. I appreciate what you do for the podcast community. And bam.
That's it. We are done. We on the mic. This thing was on.
Yes, ma'am. We out. Peace.
Peace.